Nintendo Power Glove, locked and loaded with my finger on the trigger. And you notice that a fuck is what I give her. Click, click, bang, it's the zapper gun.
This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm at the Belly Up in Solana Beach with Hyper Crush.
Yeah,
hey.
It's Donnie from Hyper Crush. I do vocals.
I'm Preston, make beats, play guitar.
And I'm Holly, vocals.
Well, the first thing I really want to know is where you guys found that six-year-old kid. You've got like a video playing, and that was the most bizarre thing I think I've ever seen.
That fucking video. Oh, we gotta get that footage and put it back on. They actually took that video off because, not even because of the kid, because of a song we had in it, Paul Simon song. Mm-hmm. But no, we found a kid in Philly.
Actually, downtown. He found us.
He found us in Philly. We're about to play a show, and he comes up to me. He's like, "Man, you know you're a bitch, right?"
Yeah.
Or whatever he was saying. I was like, "What the hell?" And we just started filming, and Preston grabbed the camera and just got some incredible footage. We'll put it back up. If you haven't seen it, just check our YouTube. We'll try to put that back up.
Yeah. That was the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, that kid,
ever.
Man.
I was like, is this for real?
Yeah, it was for real. None of it was planned. I mean, it was crazy. He just came up and started talking shit. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys recently signed on to a label, and it seems like a lot more lately groups are going away from labels and they're creating their own and going back to the do-it-yourself. So after signing, what sort of opportunities have come up for you guys, or what do you hope will happen with this?
Well, we're gonna go big with it. We're about to go, you know, worldwide with it. It's so hard to do that independently or by yourself.
And we did it like that for so long.
We've done a lot, you know. We've done, you know.
We
still are doing.
All on our own. We just have help from, like, the machine now.
Yeah.
Well, what sort of help comes along
money.
With that?
Yeah, I mean,
money,
we're not fucking
one.
Millionaires, and they're going to put millions of dollars behind our product so we can reach as many people as possible. I mean, you want to talk about marketing and promotion and connections with radio and magazines and different, just all different types of outlets, you know? I mean, we just can't do it all on our own. I mean, nobody really can. I don't know what groups.
I mean, we made it this far.
You're talking about.
Yeah, like up until now.
Yeah, I know that, like, a few groups have tried, but, like, I'm not really sure that they're doing it on a major level worldwide, you know. I mean,
you can become like the king of the underground,
yeah.
You know, in whatever scene you're in, you can do that. But there's people who have done it, you know, Master P, Jay-Z type people who have really formed, but that's a whole different type of grind right there, and I got a lot of respect to them because that's,
they had money though to start
they
that
did
up.
Have money to start it. How they got that money is a different story.
If I could get my stepmom to front our whole operation,
yeah,
then we'd be able to do it. But I don't think she's...
But no, we did it playing three shows a week for a year.
Yeah.
Just trying to just get like exposure and get out there and just do as much as we can, you know? What?
What if she heard that?
What?
No, but from the beginning, it's been like that. And like, I mean, we still... It's funny because people always think like, oh, you signed, now what are you going to do? It's like different, but it's really not that different. We still are doing our same thing.
Same. I mean, we haven't really even noticed much from the label yet, other than they're hooking us up with some producers, some amazing producers, and going in with them and working with them.
I mean, we're still.
And they gave us
off
a huge chunk of money. Those are the only two things that have really happened with the label. You know, the rest
we're
just grinding ourselves. You know,
we were able to quit our jobs and really focus. Or I never had a job, but I mean, I was a DJ. I DJ weddings and shit. It wasn't like a full time thing, but like, you know, Holly and Donnie, they had full time jobs. We didn't have a lot of time to really work.
Yeah.
They gave us some money, and now we were able to get like monthly allowances and really, really work every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
At this.
All right, well, you guys have been in the studio recording some new stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is what you're working on now differ from what you put out with the arcade?
Same. A lot of it's the same type of shit, but better, you know what I mean? It's like...
We've evolved a little bit.
Yeah. We're doing some songs with some producers, big producers, and you know, we're trying to, a lot of our songs, you know, are great and people love them, but they can't be played on popular radio because they're not, they don't fit any type of genre. There's a lot of cursing. There's, so we're trying to find like a comfortable medium to be able to maybe go to the radio or just be bigger, maybe not even radio, just like TV, you know, or commercials, have our songs placed and shit like that.
I think that we could be on the radio with what we're doing now, and we could be on TV. We have to kind of break through first. Like, it's just a bigger sound. We're evolving. Some of the new shit is even harder. Some of it's softer. You know, it's just new. That's really all it is new.
It's really diverse too, which is cool. It has all different, even though it's us, it's the same, it still has a lot of different, you know, cool things to it. Slower songs, or not really slower, but harder, faster, you know, it's cool.
I think any fans, any of our real fans are gonna like all the new shit. I mean, that's, we keep them in mind at all times. It's like, if we think for a second that they're not gonna be feeling it because we're like changing who we really are at the core, we like try to steer away from like that. It's hard though, you know?
Yeah.
We're constantly fighting like what our label wants us to do and like what some of these producers want us to do, because we don't really care. We want to do what we want to do, and that's all that really matters, and what our fans want.
Because we can sit and make, you know,
radio hits.
Like, oh no, what I was going to say is
like hard.
We can sit there and make the hardest shit, like, you know, just crazy electro underground shit, but at the end of the day, I mean, we're people that have to eat and have to make a living as well, you know, and you know, the record company gives you a chunk of money, but that's them handing you your own money, and it's like, that doesn't last forever, you know. You got to make it at some point if you really want to eat in this game, right? Unless you have your own record label or, but it, me, I never really, I just want to make music, you know. I don't want to deal with a record label, you know, running a record label and shit like that.
Right.
I want to be in the studio making music, playing shows, and meeting my fans. That's it. And the easiest way for me to do that is, you know, with help from a,
it's
from
funny
a record
how
label.
Much more there is. There's so much more than just what fans see.
Yeah.
But it's just important to, like, not really trip on all that and just focus on like making the dopest music you can make, regardless of all the other bullshit. And I think we've been able to do that.
Right.
We have a lot of new, we have like 25 new fucking songs, and like we're gonna pick like probably 10 of the, it's, the new record's gonna probably be like 10 brand new songs that no one's heard, and maybe like 3 off the old record. So I think it's gonna be exciting for all of our old fans to hear like a lot of new shit and not just get like a bunch of like recycled stuff. Like, we're really coming hard on this new record. It's really exciting.
Yeah, we really want to keep though at least like a few songs from our, you know, what we did, because it's like who we are and like
and
how we became.
Fans.
Yeah.
For new fans, we want them to like be open to like what we originally were. So we're going to keep a lot of like the better, the strongest songs from the arcade for like the rest of the world.
Water.
Does the body good?
You gotta drink a little bit of water before you. You gotta drink a little bit of water before you poison your body with too much alcohol.
Right, we'll dilute it.
Yeah, we're about to do a show at Belly Up.
Yeah,
we just did a sound check and we're chilling in the back room here, just in case anyone's listening and they're curious as to what's happening.
Preston's wearing green pants. He has a fucker's hat on it.
Donnie has a big 4-fingered crush ring. And
Holly's absolutely butt naked, so imagine that.
Fun times all around. Well, you said you're sort of waiting to like break out, and I know on the arcade you worked with LMFAO on one of your tracks, and they've sort of broken through to the radio. Are you guys going to collaborate again in the future?
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully we will. We kind of, you know, took,
started together.
We kind of started together. Yeah, we kind
of
started
a lot of shit together in the beginning. We kind of are going our own ways. I think we'll probably reunite at some point. Rock that beat, you dance.
In the future, what will pop culture experts have to say about Hypercrush?
Oh, some of them, I don't know. I mean, they'll definitely say that we
did some new shit, did some crazy shit.
I mean, we definitely didn't come out on the same, you know, if we blow up huge, you know, which is the plan, they'll say, like, you know, we did some different shit. I mean, it's electro. We're, you know, I'm not saying we're the first to do it by any means. I mean, electronic music's been around for years.
Prodigy,
Daft Punk, you know. I got arrested stealing a Daft Punk CD when I was 13 years old, you know. That's how long we've been fucking with this shit, so. But, yeah, hopefully they'll say that. And that it was just, we just try to do some fun shit, you know.
Just a good time, you know. Just, like, could be almost, hopefully, I mean, I would want to be looked at almost like a movement. Like, we just started something. You know, it's not really new, but just the way we do everything, too. Like, our shows are crazy. Like, every aspect of it has something that every person might like in some way, you know. Whether it's rock, hip-hop, electronic music. You just want to come to a show and get crazy, see a light show. I mean, it just has, you know, it's really different, so. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to be remembered as, like, a group that was just so self-sufficient. Just, like, I mean, like, you just saw us setting up, like, we do all that. We bring our fucking lights. We bring our own PA. We're playing at a huge place. They have a huge PA. We bring our own PA. We set up our own merch. Merch is doing Holly. And, you know, but that's how it is with everything we do. Production, making the album.
Like,
the
majority of our own merch, all the logos, the fucking cover of the album, all the music, writing everything, all the production.
So if we blow, I mean, I just hope that people know that
we're grinding.
We fucking grinded our asses off, you know. We deserve everything we're gonna get.
Everything on our own.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really admirable with the sort of shows you guys put on.
Thank
to
you.
Be able to say that, you know.
Have you seen this before?
Not live. I've watched really? A couple of your videos, nice. Though. But, I mean, it doesn't look like it's something that you would come in and do all your own stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thank you. Is there sort of an overlooked aspect of music nowadays that you guys are hoping to emphasize in what you put out?
Well, I think we were just at a party last night, and, like, they were playing, like, all this fucking old school shit, like, the Bee Gees and, like, The Cure and, like, just Michael Jackson and, like, fucking Earth, Wind & Fire and, like, all these old school fucking 80s fucking hip-hop groups and, like pop groups and just, like, shit was so dope back then. Like, people weren't, like, this guy's wearing, like, a cowboy hat. This, like, gangster, like, this black gangster guy's wearing a cowboy hat. And he's, like, rocking it. It's, like, they didn't give a shit about, like, all the shit people care about today. And we're trying to get in touch with that, like, with, like, how we act and how we dress and how we, our attitude and our energy.
Like, we're quick, people, we may be quick to be hated on sometimes. Just off how we look, like just dressing kind of crazy. Like, what are they doing? Are they really serious with that? Everything we do is, like, It's like really shit that we remember when we were kids in the late 80s and 90s, and really trying to bring it back, you know. And everybody, the hot shit right now is to dabble in the 80s, like, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Or electro a little bit. It's not just the 80s, it's like that sound, that original sound. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Everything sounds the fucking same right now on the fucking radio, I feel like. What do you think?
Oh, I agree.
I mean, I just heard a new Mariah Carey song with, like, Akon. It's fucking amazing, but it's, like, I've heard that song 1,000 fucking times. I wish I could hear something on the radio and be like, wow, that's fucking crazy. I love that shit. It's totally different, and it's still, like, pop, and it's still dope, you know?
Mm-hmm. We want to bring it, like, in every way, you know, as far as, like, how we look, how we perform, how our music, you know, it's, like. And people will, they are quick. It's funny that Donnie said that. They are quick to judge. Like, people be like, oh, like, you know, almost like we're trying too hard or something. But it's like, really, I mean, everyone wants to.
Everybody's trying so hard.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, we'd rather just be like, okay, we don't care. I mean, I'm really into fashion and stuff like that. And, like, it's just a way of expressing yourself, you know. And anyone can kind of think whatever they want. At the end of the day, though, it's like.
It's kind of one of the reasons we got to where we're at right now, though, is because going to the club dressed like this. We're just loud, you know. We had to do it. We had no fucking connections. We didn't have shit. I mean, we wanted to make it, and, you know, we did what we thought was dope. And people, I walked in the club with the big ass Mercedes chain on, rocking neon. People are like, who the fuck is that? But they remembered me, you know.
Whether it was good or bad.
Whether it was good or bad, they remember me, and they're going to remember me, you know, because I'm not stopping with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're trying to stay connected to that whole, like, I don't know what you'd even call it, you know? But the music, like you said, like, what is overlooked, there's so much. I think that, like, the industry and the machine is just kind of fucking it up right now. There's a few really cool bands, like MGMT is like amazing, and a really cool, amazing new band, and there's a few really cool. The Killers are even pretty dope, really dope. But most of the shit on the radio is just like, dude, it just seems like these bands are just like doing what they have to do to like get by or like get on the fucking radio. It's like, dude, where's the soul, you know, where's that originality? Back in the day, it was like Madonna. I mean, these people were like coming up with like the coolest songs and the coolest concepts, and like, it seems like everything now is just, it's whack, really.
Well, sort of along the same lines, if you guys were to teach a class on how to hyper crush, what would your assignments be?
Your first assignment would be musical. You know, musical history.
Yeah.
At first and foremost, we are, I mean, we're not just some fucking pop group. We know what the fuck is up with music. You name the music, and we're into it, you know, whether it be hip-hop, punk,
jazz,
everything. Folk. I mean, that's the number one thing, because that's really what our whole style is. It's kind of a cluster between a few things, but we pull influences from everything. When we're on the road, I mean, we listen to John Denver, Bob Dylan,
Smiths. If you don't know Bob Dylan or the Beatles or the Smiths, then you really don't have any business making music. Yeah. And a lot of these bands, like, I mean, some of these bands that we've toured with, they don't know the first thing about that shit. And it's kind of like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. It seems to me like that's the first thing.
So that's the first thing. And the second thing is you have to be incredibly good looking. Okay. If you're not, you either have to drop out or get plastic surgery.
That's number two. Which is what Donnie did.
That's what I had to do. You know, I was an ugly baby. I had plastic surgery when I was 9. You know, I saved up my lunch money.
Yeah.
The third thing is
from brown to blue.
Yeah. And the third thing is you got to dress right. You know, you got to do some dope shit. You know, whether it be whatever, like on some hipster shit, but. You know what? We're taking it even higher than that. We're rocking we're finding the real deal shit. You know, like neon sweaters that I bought this sweater in Kansas.
Oh my god! For like $10.
This is for like a hunter.
Yeah.
This is a hunter sweater.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find the authentic J's, shit like that. I mean, it's kind of getting played out, like a lot of the style, but we're trying to just get even deeper when people are going like. Maybe even backing away from it, like, oh, that was hot for a second in the 80s. But we know we're going even deeper. Fuck that shit. Because we didn't go in it because people, it was, oh, all of a sudden it was dope, you know?
But really, I think that our music is the same way. Like, do what you want to do. Like, if you want to, like, make that kind of music, make it. If you want to dress like that, do it. Like, don't, like, try to, don't conform to, like, what you think is going to.
Yeah, if you believe it, yeah. Who cares? Yeah.
Like, our music sounds, like, hard, like, it's hard, and it's, like, dancey, and it's 80s, and it's everything that we want it to be. It's, like, but I think people do that already, but, like, I guess really the trick is, like, knowing what's dope and what's not dope, because it's easy to, like, make something, and just because you made it, you think it's dope, and
yeah,
it's really, you have to really step out of yourself and like take a look at it and go like, wow, like what is this? Why is this gonna work? Do we really like this? If we didn't make it, would we listen to it? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really important thing. Like, if someone's trying to be like doing this like in a group, they have to really, and like you got to take what people say. You got to like really take that into consideration. If your friends are like, or if, like, you know, your friends and family and, like, your few fans that you do have when you're first coming up, like, you really have to trust what they're saying to you. And if they're not, like, hype on it, then you gotta, like, take a look at that, you know? You this, the truth, we will survive. In with the new, in with my crew, out with the old. Listen to the youth, cause they ain't listening to you. Old money, power, and respect. You look kinda crazy lately. I thought you knew that were the true blue. It's amazing, follow the trail.
Three syllables.
Actually, what we realized when we were coming up with our name, we realized that, well, I realized that a name means absolutely nothing.
It does, though.
It doesn't. The Beatles is the worst name in the history of all music.
No, but it's something. But it's not. That's why we chose a cool name. But a lot of groups have the worst band. I mean, Smashing Pumpkins and Pearl Jam. And if you really think about those band names,
they sound dope because the bands are so dope.
Right.
But it's like when you think about it, Smashing Pumpkins, that's like a fucking, that's an action. First of all, and it's like, what is that? It sounds, reminds me of Halloween or something, you know?
Yeah, but like, cool. Hypercrush, you remember. Jam. It's a name that you remember. If we would,
well, you know, remember it because they're dope.
No, if you just, if I just heard Hypercrush.
You know how many band names I hear every day and I don't remember? But it, and they're like different. Crazy?
No.
Yeah.
Like, no, Lucy Fucks the World or some shit. Like some crazy band name.
If you hear Hypercrush, you're not. That's something that if you heard again, you'd be like, oh, I heard that.
That's exactly why our name is Hypercrush.
You know? Oh, so you agree with me?
Well, I mean, I wanted to have a
dope
band name.
Just admit I'm right.
Well, you're partially right. I wanted to have a dope band name. I didn't want to be one of those bands that just said, let's be...
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you the one that wanted... Never mind. I'm going to talk later.
That's the shit. And we were originally going to be called the Crush Lords.
Yeah. They came to me and said about Crush Lords. I said, are we metal, like, metal, like, hardcore?
I was ready to crush people. What's wrong with you? The Lords of Crush. Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys are... I mean, I haven't seen you live, but I love your music. It's so energetic. And from what I've seen on videos, you guys really get a crowd going. So on the flip side, what do you guys like to dance to when you go out? Or who do you like to see?
Misfits.
The Misfits.
Yeah. Real Facts. Lagwagon.
Obviously, obviously, Preston doesn't dance. Yeah, that's what... No, when I'm dancing, I like... I'm down to hear some, like, super underground electro, you know? Some Crookers or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm down with that. But really, what I'm even more down with is, like, just straight-out 80s. Madonna, Michael Jackson is the all-time best dancing music.
I think that's probably salsa. A fact, even. I'm down to dance to a little salsa and other kind of music.
Well, I've never seen that happen.
Well, you've never gone out with me to even dance like that.
Salsa?
No, but, like, just, you know, like that... Just different. My dad's from Chile, so I've always listened to, like, music, you know, that's in Spanish that has more, you know. I don't know. I like to dance to that.
Yeah. That's definitely dancing music.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can drop that in a club or not.
Well, Sergio Mendez, Magdalena, that song. Hey, Magdalena, also.
That shit is amazing.
Drum and bass. I'm down to dance to some drum and bass.
Drum and bass is hard to dance to.
No.
That was more like that was actually more like dubstep.
Can't move his hips, that's why. Preston's the best dancer out of all of us, actually. He's just trying to hide.
He actually knows how to do the electric slide. It's a rare dance that only a few people can do, you know? He mastered it.
All right, well, when people recognize you on the street, how are they supposed to address you or react?
They're supposed to say, Donald, may I shake your hand?
And then,
of course, I'll say, no, who are you? Who do you think you are? And I spit on their hand. And then I walk away. That's what you can expect from Donnie. What about you, Holly?
No.
Holly gets recognized a lot, huh?
No, I don't.
Don't you? You got recognized in Hot Topic the other day. Hot Topic has our CDs now.
Yeah.
She went in there.
You know, we actually kind of get recognized more when we're, like, away from home. It's weird. Like, when we're on tour.
Yeah.
Probably because the little towns, like, maybe not much happens.
Yeah.
But no, people just like be like, oh, it's Hypercrush, and we're super nice, you know?
No, but if you see us,
however you want.
Yeah, if you see us, approach us, we're super cool. We love our fans, if you know us. You know, and even if you hate us, say what's up, you know? We're not mad at that.
Yeah.
Well, what are you guys really looking forward to coming up this year?
Our album dropping. Well, first, the Robotech video we're going to release. It's going to be crazy. We're going to do a show on the 19th at the Roxy, February 19th. And then the video should be up on MySpace right after that. We're super amped for that. And then just we're doing a tour with Kevin Rudolph.
In April.
All of April, U.S. tour. That's going to be our next U.S. tour. And then right after that, our album's going to drop, right before summer. So that's going to be huge for us, you know.
09's a good year.
09 is our year.
9's my favorite number, too.
Is it?
And 3 is Preston's favorite number, so 3.
My favorite number is 0.
There we go.
All right, well, I've just got three real quick questions that I ask all my musicians. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Oh, God.
Do we?
Why did you have to ask that?
The surf ball.
Yeah, it's really gotten.
Our shit is so crazy that we just make different
they
noises.
They make me want to hit a wall with their slang. Oh, my
First
God.
Of all, we say whoops a lot. Like, oops, or...
No, whoops.
But it's turned into just... Just sounds, you know, different levels of noises.
What you guys
noises.
Do it for?
No, it has to be, you know, spontaneous. Hoop.
Donnie talks like a Spaniard sometimes.
What's Elber, Spock? What Elber?
Sprite.
If you want to order.
Let me get it. I want a Sprite. No, but whoops, we say a lot in all types of different ways. What else do we say a lot? Beasts. Well, I use beasts a lot for a fine lady. I'll call him a beast, maybe, you know, or a German Shepherd. What
There's
else
a lot, but it's hard to kind of just.
It's hard to think of them off your head.
Think of them.
Yeah, I use the word puto a lot. I don't know. I like that word. It's a strong word, a Spanish word. Holly likes to say motherfucker a lot. Shit, she doesn't curse. It's hard to curse for her.
Really.
Say it, just say it. Fuck.
I mean, I do every once in a while, but like.
Yeah. Helps get your point across, fuck.
That way, when I say it, it really means something, you know?
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Shirley Temple.
Alcoholic or non alcoholic, just in general?
Just either.
Root beer, maybe.
Yeah.
But if it's alcohol, vodka straight. Maybe hold the ice.
Oh, I know what Preston's gonna be.
Preston's favorite drink is a
hold
on.
Coffee.
No. It's a grande caramel frappiato with six shots of espresso. If he could have a syringe of caffeine, he would inject it in his vein.
No, they have a good thing at Starbucks called this. Peppermint mocha twist.
With a few
extra shots. What?
That was new this year. I was excited over
but
it.
But they have it forever?
No, the twist is new this year.
I thought it was only at Christmas.
I thought it was going to go away.
Well, you can order it whenever you want.
Really?
It's not advertised. You have to pay for an extra shot of peppermint.
No, but the peppermint twist was a Christmas thing, right?
Yes.
But it's...
You can pretty
just
much
like
order
a gingerbread
whenever.
Latte.
You can get it whenever.
Gingerbread?
Yeah.
That's great. I like to get it iced with like a few extra shots.
And then have a Red Bull. This fool rolls around with iced tea in one hand and a huge thing of coffee in the other hand. Just
and
tag
Red Bull's in his backpack.
And Red Bull's in his backpack.
And the crazy part is my stomach is just fucked up. I don't drink though.
Yeah.
I'm sober.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, my name is Preston. I'm an alcoholic, a real alcoholic.
No,
I was a madman.
Yeah,
he was a man on a mission.
Yeah.
All right, how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Nothing to feel. we're not really involved in that. Holly is.
I love eyeliner. I mean, I really.
Preston's just wondering if that question is you ask everybody that question or just
yeah.
Holly is an
eyeliner
freak. Eyeliner. She tries
I
to
would,
put it on me. Sometimes I wake up and she has eyeliner all over my eyes.
I really always have wanted to see them with eyeliner on, but they won't let me.
Yeah.
I like it like that, though. It's cool. You know, I mean, nothing against guys that wear eyeliner, but I think it's cool. They're really like
I had an older sister, so I have worn eyeliner.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like men, like men's men.
What?
I said they're like men, and I hope I didn't offend anybody, but I'm saying, like, they're men. Like, you guys would
We're
never...
We're full-grown men, yeah. That's the truth. Here's the captain right here.
Say hi.
What's up? This is the captain.
He's actually wearing a captain's hat. He is the captain.
Sometimes a top hat.
Sometimes a top hat. Or a beanie.
No.
He wears a beanie sometimes.
So, like,
he's either the captain. If he's wearing his beanie, he's the homie Jay.
He's the man behind the group.
Yeah.
Someone's at the door.
I got it.
Do you guys have anything you want to say to close this out?
Roxy.
The Roxy on the 19th. Hopefully we'll see you there. Hit us up on myspace.com/hypercrush, hypercrush.com, myspace.com/DonnieFontaine, / Donnie.
Technotronic, robotic, technotronic. Fellas, put your hoods over your head. Ladies, show more than the fellas. Put your hoods over your head. Ladies, show more than. Just bite that straw and do what you do when the lights go off. We're hyper crush and nobody does it like we does.
Hyper crush has got that shit. We never quit. Okay, let's cut the bullshit. I drink, I take the full sip. Montana, speed of sound. Shake it, baby, break the ground. Gonna make that soul flat. Coming back like boom.